This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Bruchim Abam. Welcome, everyone, to a real whopper. Firstly, we're continuing our Shirman Sefer Devarim. The Shirman are sponsored by Dr. Zakheim, Leila Nishmas, Rav Shlomo Eliezer ben Rabbi Yaakov Zakheim, and Leila Nishmas, Dr. Zakheim's mother, whose yard site was this week, only yesterday, Chavav Tamos, Chavav Av Rivka Bas Tuvia Halevi. Nishmasam Tehe Tsurois Bitsar Hachayim, Began Eden Temenuchasam, they should be Mlisa Yasharim for their whole family. For Simchas Nachas Bitsuras Toivas Adbias Goyal Tzedek. Tonight we have a number of sponsors. If you want to be on the list, just let us know now. Number one, Rabbi Eliezer Jacobowitz is sponsoring the Zecha Nishmas, his grandfather, Harav Moshe Yudah ben Shloima. His Yartzeh will be Friday, Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul. Began Eden Tehe Menuchasam should have a great aliyah, a lichtige Gan Eden v'yitzyosher for his whole family, Ad Bias Goel Tzedek. Tonight's show is also sponsored by Abraham and Raquel Ben Hayun, in honor of their daughter Rivka's Bas Mitzvah, and for Hatzlacha Tiska Legadla LeTaira LeChupa LeMasim Toivim. Tonight's show is also sponsored by Reb Kenny Pinsauer. May he be blessed with good health and many happy and healthy years, Ad Bias Goel Tzedek. Anybody else? Okay.
Jeff Stouch, he must inspire the Jeff Stouch.
Jeff Stouch? Oh, should have Masuras Taibais. Okay, so here is the subject today. Today we're going to speak about seven things that were created before the world was created. The Gemara says, M'sachem nun dalet amin aleph, Shiva dvarim nivru kaidim shnivra ilam. Seven things were created before the world was created. Ve'eluhein, Taira. The Torah was created before the world was created. Utshuva, repentance. Well, obviously the Torah, because the whole world was created so that we learn Torah. So, philosophically, the Torah preceded a Bria. Repentance. You can't have a world without repentance. Gan Eden. Gan Eden is the place that we accomplish that which we were created for, namely, to be nehene from the splendor of the Shechina. Gehenim is the place where we are purged. Hence, it is called the purgatory. The Kisei HaKavod, the throne of glory, Ubeis HaMikdash, and the temple. Ushmoy Shel Mashiach, and the name of the Messiah. Not the Mashiach, the name of the Mashiach. So what exactly is the difference between Mashiach and the name of the Mashiach? So we have today a bombshell of an Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh was born in 1696 in Morocco. Now, even though the details of the next trip are not out yet, and I'm not allowed to say them, well, what are they going to do? So anyway, the next trip is going to be between the last day of Hanukkah, the night, Matzoi Hanukkah, and that's a Monday evening, December 25th, returning the next Monday, the ninth day of Teves, and the location we're going to is Morocco. And if Azriel wants to come, he could join us. They have a... Okay. Anyway, Morocco is the country where the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh came from. He was born in 1696 in Saleh, and he was born in 17... He was Nifter in 1743. He only lived 46 years. Amazing. And I had the schus to be at his kever many times on Har HaZesim. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh was one of the great all-time commentaries on the Chumash and Mekubalim. He would go to Meiron on Lag BaOmer, and he would literally crawl on all fours out of great pachad of the Kedusha of the Rashbi. And he drops one of the biggest bombshells in all of his commentaries on this week's parsha on the following pasuk: Kiyia v'cha evyoin. If it will be for you a poor man, me'achad achecha, from one of your brethren, be'achad she'arecha, in one of your gates, be'artzucha, in your land, asher Hashem aleikecha noisein lach, that Hashem your God gave you, lo yisa'ameitz eslevavcha, do not harden your heart, v'leisikbetz esyadcha, don't close your hand, me'achicha ha'evyon. So literally, there's a poor man, he's asking you, can you give me a buck? Don't be stingy. cut him some change, cut him some money. However, says Arachaim HaKadosh, this Evyoin, this is a remez, this is inspiring us on the choicest, most important member of our nation, someone that we're hoping for, someone who we're yearning for. This is the king of Klal Yisrael. This is the Melech HaMashiach. He's an Evyoin. Like the Navi Zechariah says, he's Ani V'roichei V'al Chamor. He's a poor man riding on a donkey. Ki Yeh B'cha Evyoin. He's poor. You know why he's poor? Because he's limited. Why is he limited? B'cha. It's your fault. Because he's sin. Ki yeah, it will be b'cha, because of you, Evyoin, a poor man. He can't come. We're holding him back. Me'achar achecha, says Arachaim HaKadosh. He is the choicest member of your brethren. Like we find in, by the episode of Shechem, it says, Kimat shachav achad ha'am. Achad ha'am is referring to the choicest member of Shechem. Here too, Achad Me'achad Achecha refers to the greatest member of Klal Yisrael. Be'achad She'arecha, in one of your gates. What does it mean, She'arecha? What's a gate? Shoiftim v'shoitrim titein l'cha b'chol She'arecha. A gate always refers to Uhuvoyaz Olo Hashar. Shar is the gate of the Dayanim. So the Mashiach is the choicest member of your people. He is the choicest member of Sanhedrin. Be'artzicha. Now get a load of this. It's teaching you that in order to be Mashiach, raise your hand if you're Mashiach. Okay, just checking. In order to be Mashiach, you need to be conceived and born in the land of Israel. Now that would have saved the Jewish people a lot of trouble over the last 2,000 years if people would have been known this Arachaim HaKadosh. Because there have been no less than 20 false messiahs in the history of our people. In North Africa, every 10 years there is another Mashiach. I get an email at least once a month. Believe, ask my son, how often? I get an email at least once a month of a guy who wants to reveal himself to Mashiach, and I'm the lucky one who he wants to Megala first. Right? How often? Am I exaggerating? Once a month I get a revelation. Not me, to me, to my email. One time I saw Rabbi Schechter was CC'd on it also, but usually I'm the lucky one. Okay?
They call cell two of us.
What?
We can see them screaming.
Yeah. Well, in Jerusalem, you have the syndrome. But in order to be Mashiach, you need to be conceived and born in the land of Israel. And then he continues. Maybe, says Arachaim HaKadosh, maybe Be'achad She'arecha refers to the teaching of the Zohar, that if one kehila or one Beis HaKnesses would do tshuva, miyad osi ben David. So it's saying, kiyeh b'cha Evyoin, he's yearning for you. You know what he's yearning for? Be'achad she'arecha. Only one shul he needs. Be'artzecha, he's yearning that it come for your land. And then the Arachaim HaKadosh drops the bomb of the century. Ready for this, Azriel? Says Arachaim HaKadosh, and what's Mashiach's name?
Menachem.
Says Arachaim HaKadosh, Mashiach Hashem Shemoi Chaim. His name is Chaim. That would also...
What happened to Menachem?
Exactly. Chaim, that's the only thing.
That makes sense.
Raise your hand if your name is Chaim. Dr. Adler, are you there?
Let's see. You got one back there.
Where?
Mashiach is here.
Two? Kol da'olam gvar, you know?
Are you born here or in Israel? That's the question.
Right. Too much information. Chaim, but what, do you have two names?
Yes.
Chaim Azruch, what?
Shia
Chaim. I don't know. He doesn't say not. Doesn't say not. Okay. Anyway, that is the comment of the Arachaim HaKadosh, and that is something we want to study today, because it's very interesting. Actually, if you look through Chazal, Chazal give many names for Mashiach, and none of them are Chaim. So let's start with the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Ma Shemoi, what is the name of Mashiach? Mashiach. Debei Reb Shila Amri, in the house of Reb Shila, they say, Shilai Shemoi. His name is Shiloh. Shenemar ad ki yavai Shiloh, until Shiloh comes. The Bei Rab Yana Yamri in the house of Yana, he said, Yinoin Shemai. His name is Yinoin. Yinoin means perpetuity. Shenemar Yehi Shemai La'olam. His name should be forever. Lefnei Shemesh. Before the sun. Yinoin Shemai. His name should continue. So interesting. Shiloh says the name is Shiloh. Yanai says it's Yinoin. Bei Rabbi Chanina Amar, Chanina Shemai, Shenemar, Ashaloyatin Lachem Chanina, I didn't give you grace yet. Vyeshoimrim, some say, Menachem ben Chizkiyo Shemai, Shenemar, Kirachak, Mimeni, Menachem, Eshonashi, Menachem is far from me. For Rabbanon Amri, the rabbis say, Chivara, the Bei Rabbi Shemai. His name is Leaper of the House of Rabbi. Leaper, you know, a leaper, someone with Saras. Shenemar, Achin Chala Yinu Hu Noise. Mashiach bears our disease, Machavenu Sivlam, and he tolerates our pain. Vanachnu Chajvanuhu Nigva. We thought he was dead. Muka Leikim Smitinu Meuna. So far we've learned six names of Mashiach. One from the Arachayim Hakadosh Chaim, and five in the Gemara. Shiloi, Chanina. Excuse me. Shiloi, Yinoin, Chanina. Menachem Chivara. Now I want to tell you off the bat that you think it's a coincidence that the guy who learned in Shiloh's yeshiva says the name of Mashiach is Shiloh, and the one who, not the guy, that Tana Debei Reb Shiloh, Shiloh Shemai, and Tana Debei Reb Yanai Yinoin, and Debei Rebbe Chanina, and the Kanei Rechili said his name is Chanina? Or just a coincidence that they picked the name that's the name of their Rebbe. Let's continue, because we already have six names, but we're not finished. Ki rochak mimein meishav. Now she asked the Eicha Rabba, Mashmoy Shemal HaMashiach. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana Omar, Hashem Shemoy. His name is Hashem. Okay. Then we have a name, Tzemach Shemoy. Tzemach, like the Pasuk says, Hinei Ish. Tzemach Shemoy, Umitachtav Yitzmach. By the way, the numerical value of Tzemach is 148. The Gemara of Menachem is 148. The Gemara says they don't argue. Chushbena Dedein, Kechushbena Dedein. They have the same Gematria. 138. The Medrash continues. Different opinions similar to the Gemara. Rabbecha Sanegari Amar Nihira Shemoy. His name is Light. And the Gemara says, okay. Then the Medrash says, well, if Mashiach is from the living, he's David. And if he's from the dead, he's David. We have in Maseches Derech Eretz, Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oimer, the name of Mashiach is Shalom. Raise your hand if your name is Shalom. Just checking. We have a Medrash in Mishlei. The Medrash says Mashiach has seven names. Yinoin, we had already. Tzidkenu, that's a new one. That's number 11. Tzemach, we had. Menachem, we had. David, that's a new one. That's 12. Shiloi, Eliyahu, Shenemar, Hinei Anoch, Yisrael Chemes, Eliyahu Anavi. Raise your hand if your name is Eliyahu. Eliezer. David. I skipped you. David, Eliezer, David. So we have many candidates for Mashiach in just this room. It's good to know. Who had a name and was born in Eretz Yisrael? What's your name? David. Not bad. Keeping it going. Streaks of life. So, now I want to share with you an interesting idea. We know the Rama. Anybody know who the Rama's father-in-law was? Rav Shalom Shachna. And in the Sefer Beis Shmuel, the Beis Shmuel is one of the commentaries on Eben Hoezer. He wrote a kuntres called in Simon Kuf Chav Tes Shemois Begitin, and he writes how to spell the various names, first names, last names, and he says the name Shachna. Anyone here named Shachna? Anybody want to be named Shachna? We could. Shachna. The name Shachna is with a chaf. And it's a lashon of Shechina. And therefore the Goyin, Rav Shalom Shachna, the father-in-law of the Rama, he gave a siman to remember his name, a pasuk in this week's parasha, L'shichnoi Sidrashu Uvasa Shama. L'shichnoi Sidrashu. To his Mishkan, to his Shechina, you should seek out. Comes Rabbi Yosef Shaul HaLevi Natanzan in his footnotes on the Beis Shmuel, and he said, I heard that in Krakow, in the personal Shas of Rav Shalom Shachna, when the Gemara in Sanhedrin gives the different names of Mashiach, and the Gemara says, well, Shilai, Yinain, Chanina, Menachem, that Rav Shalom Shachna wrote on the side of the Gemara, I say no! The name of the Mashiach is not Menachem, it's not Yinain, it's not Shiloi, it's not Chanina, it's me, Shachna! And he wrote on the side of the Gemara that he would correct the Gemara, that the name of Mashiach is Shachna. And the siman is, L'shichnoi Sidrushu Basa Shama. Now, Rav Reuven Margolius in the Margolius Hayam, he brings that Rav Shachna's son said about him that when he died, it was like the Aroin was captured, and he was Ma'or HaGoyla Ruach HaPeinu Mashiach Hashem. So we have many, many names of Mashiach. I mean, we know Moshe Rabbeinu had 10 names, but Mashiach has 13 names. It's a lot of names. What do the parents say at the bris? Eloi Keinu Eloi Kei Avoi Seinu Kayem Esayel Arazel Aviv Limoi V'Yikar Shema Yisrael Chayim Shilo Yino En Chanina Menachem Chivaro Tzidkenu David Eliyahu Shalom Nehiro Menachem Tzemach Hashem. If any parent has the guts to do that, yeah, the kid's going to be Mashiach, you know? And is that what exactly does it mean Mashiach has all these names? Why does he have all these names? Do they argue? And how could the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh argue on the Gemara? I mean, we have 12 names in Chazal. Nobody says Chaim. And the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, no, it's Chaim. And Rav Shalom Shachna says, it's none of them, it's Shachna. So we have four or five approaches, we'll call it five approaches, to explain what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh means, that the name of Mashiach is Chaim. The Chida, who by the way was a student of the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, Reb Chaim Yosef David Azulai, was a student of the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, and there are Chidushim in the writings of the Chida that are not found anywhere in the writings of the Aruch Chaim. Like there's certain things the Chida says I heard from my Rebbe, and it's not found anywhere. The Chida, in many of his Svarim, learns the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh Kipshutai, that Mashiach's name will be Chaim. The Chida writes in the Maris Ha'ayin, the Aruch Chaim in Parshas Re'eh, on the Pasuk Ki'iyah B'cha Evyoin, he writes that Mashiach, his name is Chaim. Simply, that's his name. And the Chida says the same thing in the Dvash Lofi. That Pshutai Kimashmai, the Aruch Chaim is not saying any big Chachmais. That's his name. Where he got it from? You got to be the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh to know that. In the Sefer Beis Aharon of Rav Aaron Perlau, he says, no. The word Chaim is Rashi Tevois. You know what his name is? Chizkiyahu. Or I would say Chanina, the Gemara says. Yod is Yinoin. Yod is Yanai. Mem is Mashiach. Or Menachem. So that covers most of the bases. In other words, you have Chaim is Chizkiyah, I would say, or Chivara, like the Gemara says. Yinoin. What else do we have? Yanai. And Menachem, Mashiach. Or in the Sefer Ar Hagonos, he brings the answer Rabbi Avram Mikalisk. What does Ar Chaim HaKadosh mean that the name of Mashiach is Chaim? He said it's Rashi Tevois. Pshat number three is the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh is saying, by the way, just in case you were wondering, if you want to know who Mashiach is, it's me. My name is Am Chaim. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh was Reb Chaim Ibn Attar. And he's writing nonchalantly in his commentary. I mean, if somebody was revealing that they were Mashiach, where better to do it than in your parish on Chumash? I mean, you have a better time to do it? Well, you should just like unceremoniously get up in shul. By the way, everybody, Shalom Aleichem, welcome. Thanks for coming. This week's shir is sponsored by, I don't know, and by the way, I'm Mashiach. So he wrote it in Parshas Re'eh. He's saying, I'm Mashiach. You say, really? The Archaim HaKadosh was Mashiach? Of course he was Mashiach. Don't you know? The Baal Shem Tov says that the neshama of the Archaim HaKadosh came from the Ruach of David. And that's how he heard Torah every night from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's impossible to describe his great Kedusha. And he was from the Merkava. And he had great Ruach HaKadosh. And the Baal Shem Tov was the Nefesh of David. So the Baal Shem was the Nefesh of David. And the Archaim was the Ruach of David. And that's why the Baal Shem says, if I ever hooked up with the Archaim HaKadosh, the two of us would bring Mashiach. They never had a chance to meet. But if only they did. See, now I understand the different story. My all-time favorite story and everybody else's worst story they ever heard. But I'll tell it to you anyway, because I love to say the story. So Rabbi Avadia was once visiting the south in Eretz Yisrael, and he was going to visit the Baba Sali. So when the Baba Sali heard he was coming, the Baba Sali was like in meditation, and he first reveals to Rabbi Avadia that Rabbi Avadia has the neshama, I think, of Rav Haigoin or Rav Sadia Goin. And then the Baba Sali said, everyone leave the room immediately. And this is recorded by Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, and he was a little boy, he was in the room, and the Baba Sali said to Rabbi Avadia, never has there been a moment like this where two such great personalities have gotten together. If we wash now and make Hamotzi, Mashiach will come right now. So I never understood that story. Why do two people have to get together to bring Mashiach? I thought, one. So apparently, like in this story, the Archaim HaKadosh was the Ruach of David, and the Baal Shem was the Nefesh of David. Anyway, Rabbi Avadia looks at his watch. He says, I have a shir. And if I wash, I'm going to be late to the shir. So the Baba Sali said, if you don't wash right now, Mashiach, I don't even know when he'll come next. I can't do it. The Gemara says, Gadol Talmud Torah Yoser Mibinyan Beis HaMikdash. Learning Torah is greater than building Beis HaMikdash. Mashiach will have to wait. I'm saying we have more important things to do. And Rav Avadia left. I love that story. Sorry. Our job in this world is to follow the Shulchan Aruch. And Hashem will redeem us and will bring the Mashiach. But that's the story. Great story. Anyway, but now I understand the story. You know, sometimes you have two different people, they have different ingredients. When they come together, big things happen. Anyway, another story goes that on the day that the Archaim HaKadosh entered Yerushalayim, the Baal Shem Tov commented that Mashiach ben Yosef just entered Yerushalayim. I guess that's not consistent with the other stories that he was the Ruach of David. But you know, this is beyond my pay grade. I'm just reporting the facts to you. But this, according to this pshat, when the Archaim HaKadosh said Mashiach's name is Chaim, he meant, I am Mashiach. By the way, there were some printers that took out these words from the Archaim HaKadosh. So you could read Archaim's, editions of Archaim, and it just ends, Mashiach Hashem, without the word Shmoy Chaim. So there was once a printer named Asher, and he took out these words of the Archaim HaKadosh. And Rav Pinchas of Karetz asked, why did you take it out? He said, because Archaim HaKadosh was saying he's Mashiach, you know, it's a little bit too provocative, he's not, I can't leave that in. So the Rav Pinchas Karetzer said, look at your edition of Archaim HaKadosh, Asher, and there by the Parsha of Soita, it says, by the Parsha of Soita, Rashi says, Bein Meyesh Zeh, Bein Meyesh Acher, in Usher's edition, it says Bein Mei Yishzeh, Bein Mei Usher. So by taking out the word Chaim, he wrote some mistake in his Chumash that he's the one who was Mazana with the Saita. So if you're any printers out there, don't you dare take out those words from the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh that the name of Sheikh is Chaim. You don't want to end up writing embarrassing things about yourself. So just a quick word to all you publishers out there. Comment number 4. Sefer Beis Aroin. The Sefer Beis Aroin says that great people, they know what they came to this world to be Masakin. And they identify what their Avoida is. And after they identify what their Avoida is, they execute to correct and to be Masakin what their Avoida is. And each tzaddik has a certain partnership with Mashiach of what he needs to correct. Therefore, this Amora said, the name of Mashiach is Yanai, meaning, I have a certain avoida, and I have a certain job to do in order for Mashiach to come. That is categorized as Yanai, and therefore the name of Mashiach is Yanai. And this one said it's Menachem, to bring consolation to the world. And this one said it's Chizkiah, and this one says it's Yinoin, the Elu ve'elu divrei lekim chayim. And along those same lines, he says that's what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh means, that the name of Mashiach is Chayim, meaning the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh was able to identify what his avoida is, and therefore he was able to identify what his connection to Mashiach is, and therefore he said the name of Mashiach is Chaim. And maybe Rav Shachna also likewise said, I would add that the job of Mashiach is to bring Shechina to the world, and therefore his name is Shechina. Okay. Now, if this is beyond our territory and pay scale, then Sharei Le Mare, maybe we shouldn't be entering this. But according to our limited understanding, let us proceed further into the subject that we find throughout Chazal many, many names of Mashiach. And let us read the amazing comments of Rabbi Don Yitzchak Abarbanel. So this morning, I had the great privilege to visit a great personality who happens to be in the general area right now. Had the zchus to visit Rabbi Beryl Wein. And we even videoed part of the conversation. You could catch it on Torah anytime. And he was telling us that he just put out a book on the Yamim Noraim davening. And his next project is he's publishing a documentary. It's going to be out within the next 60 days. So he has a documentary on Rashi and on the Rambam. And his next documentary is about what he said is probably the most colorful individual of the Rishonim, perhaps one of the first Achronim, someone who's called the Nesher HaGadol, the Abarbanel. Abarbanel was the finance minister in Portugal, in Spain, in Italy. And that's not a typical job description of one of the Gedolei Hadar, to be a finance minister. And the Abarbanel wrote a trilogy, 3 volumes on the subject of Mashiach. 3 volumes that are not really learned or studied. And he discusses, what does it mean Mashiach has so many names? So the Abarbanel says, the whole discussion here is not about who Mashiach is. Nobody's arguing who Mashiach is. Nobody's arguing what his real name is. His real name might be, I don't know, Pliny Friedman. Nobody's arguing what his real name is. The machlokes over here is, what is the job of Mashiach? What's his job description? As we know, a name describes the essence of something. So what's Mashiach coming for? Why do you need Mashiach to come? No? I mean, do you need Mashiach? What do you need Mashiach for? So you say, well, we need to get to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Taka, that you need Mashiach for. Let's say you're smart enough to live in Eretz Yisrael. So then what? What do you need Mashiach for? What's he going to do for you? You live in Yerushalayim. You have a good job. You sit, you're learning the whole day. So what do you need Mashiach for? What's he going to do for you? He's going to say, Shalom Aleichem HaMashiach. Okay, now what? What's he going to do for you? Now I'll be able to go on the bus even on Friday afternoon. That's the whole thing you need Mashiach for? What do you need Mashiach? What's the job of Mashiach? So we have different opinions. What is the objective of Mashiach? The first opinion is, his name is Shilai. Shilai means he's going to bring truth and peace to the world. Shilai, Shalom v'emes. Yinoin means that he's Elyon, he's supreme. He has sovereignty, he has power. He will bring Jewish power to the world. Klal Yisrael will be the sovereigns of the world. Yinoin. Three, Chanina. He will bring compassion to the world. There's a lot of difficulty in the world, a lot of challenge in the world. People have needs. People have financial needs, emotional needs, familial needs. He's going to bring compassion to the world. People need consolation. People have endured tragedy or difficulty. They need consolation. They need someone to assuage their worry, their anxiety. Mashiach will bring Menachem to the world. And then the Abarbanel says really something very that I've been thinking about all day. He says, "Ve'ein safik, there's no doubt that each one of these chachamim were doyreish toiv la'atzmai, and they figured, let me see if I could get Mashiach to be my name." So, if your name is Beis Shilai, if you learn in the Shilai Yeshiva, if you learn in Yeshiva Beis Shilai, you're going to say Mashiach's name is Shilai. Or if you're learning Rav Yana's Yeshiva, you're going to say Yinoin is his name. And if you learn in Rabbi Chanina's Yeshiva, you're going to say Chanina is his name. Now, I had a hard time wrapping my head around it. Here we're talking about, they're arguing, what is the job of Mashiach? Now, I want to bring to your attention a word that Abarbanel uses throughout his writings. You know what he calls an Amira or a Tana? The Abarbanel uses this in his commentary to Pirkei Avos also. He refers to them as Shleimim. He says, these Shleimim. Now that's a very important insight into how to think of an Amira or a Tana. What is a Tana? What is an Amira? A Talmud Chacham? A Goyin? A Chassid? A Tzaddik? How do you refer to the great Torah personalities of 2,000 years ago? They're Shleimim. It's a wholesomeness. It's a perfection. It includes knowledge of Torah. It includes Yirah Shamayim. It includes Midos Toivos. It includes Kedusha. It includes Chasidus. It's an all-inclusive term to describe a very broad-ranging, the full gamut of Avodas Hashem. So what does the Abarbanel mean that there's no doubt that these Chachamim were seeking out their own Toiva? Well, we're going to try to explain that. By the way, the Abarbanel says, the four names of the Gemara are a Rosh Tevois for Mashiach. Mashiach stands for Menachem, Shilai, Yinoin, and Chanina or Chalaya. So Mashiach is also a Rosh Tevois, the Abarbanel says. Menachem is for Mem, Shiloh is for Shin, Yinoin is for Yod, Chanino is for Ches. Come the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon say no. The name of Mashiach is not the name that is associated with the goodness that he's going to bring to Klal Yisrael, but his name is Chalaya, Leaper. Why? Because the Rabbanon hold the main job of Mashiach is to bring an end to Jewish suffering, to bring an end to Jewish illness, sickness, despondency, hurt, pain. That's the main job of Mashiach. And then in Eicha Rabasi, we have other names of Mashiach. Some say his name is Hashem, or Hashem Tzidkenu, or Nehoira, light, or Tzemach. So Nehoira, the Abarbanel says, indicates the light of Hashem shines on him. And if his name is Tzedek Tzemach, that means he's an heir, a scion of the Malchus Beis David of Yishai. And if his name is Hashem Tzidkenu, that shows his great Devekus to the Creator. But this is a very unusual comment in the Abarbanel. First of all, when I first read the Gemara, honestly, I didn't pick up on that. That Tanu Be'er Shilai Benai, Shilai Shemai, or Chanina Shemai. But it's obvious. I mean, you can't just you can't just wave it off as coincidence. Tandabei Shiloi, Shiloi is his name. Or Ibeyanai Yinoin Shemai. So as we were going to Shir, I saw a very interesting comment of the Kloisenberger Rebbe. And I searched for it in about 40 of the Kloisenberger Rebbe Sfarim. So if anyone out there knows where it is, I didn't have the time to do an exhaustive search. But the Kloisenberger Rebbe says, did you know that in many Tosfos and Shas, and I found this in other Rishonim as well, Tosfos will end off, Kach Nireh L'Mashiach. Sound familiar? You have this in Mi'ilah, in Makos. Tosfos will say, by the way, what I just says, Kach Nireh, this is Mashiach's opinion. What does that mean? So Mashiach stands for Kach Nireh L'Moiri Shayichya, to my Rebbe, he should live. It's a Namane, it's a Rashi Tevois. But the Kloisenberger, I think it's coincidence that Tosfos is calling his Rebbe Mashiach. So the Kloisenberger Rebbe says, the students had such emunah in the greatness of the Rebbe that they said that their Rebbe is, to them, is like the Mashiach. We find in the Chubas of the Rivash that the Rivash says, by the way, Yilamadenu Rabbeinu, Ruach Apeinu, Mashiach Tzidkenu. So the students had such reverence for the Rebbe that they would refer to them as Mashiach. Now, that sounds a little bit like a somewhat of a dangerous type of attitude that everyone should say, by the way, my Rebbe is Mashiach. Is that a healthy way to every Talmud should think his Rebbe is Mashiach? And would this answer the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh? I mean, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh said, he's Mashiach. Or Reb Shachna said Mashiach's name is Shachna? You remember many years ago, and we've said it over the years many times, there's a Yerushalmi that Rav Meir said that he's Mashiach. Which we explained, the Emes Yaakov says Rav Meir didn't mean he's Mashiach, but his shita is needed to bring the Mashiach. We have to quote Rav Meir, Parshas Re'eh is the Parsha Banim Atem Lashem Elokeichem, so of course we have to mention Rav Meir. But is it possible to offer the following idea, very similar to what the Kloisenberger Rebbe is saying? Let's start off with one's Rebbe. If somebody learns in a specific yeshiva or subscribes to a specific chassidus or has a certain derech, should they think that their derech is the best derech? Yeah.
Yes.
Why? Yeah. They should think their derech. Should they think their Rebbe is the best Rebbe? Yeah. They shouldn't think he's the only Rebbe, but they should think he's the best. Why? If somebody is focusing on a certain area of Avodas Hashem because they feel that this is what they're able to make a contribution in, of course you can't forsake any area of it, so you can't say, okay, I'm just gonna, my thing is I don't wear shatnez. So the guy walks around in an undershirt and shorts the whole day because his avoid in life is not to wear shatnez. I mean, it's not gonna do the job. There's a lot more in this world than not wearing shatnez. But I'm talking about somebody who keeps all the mitzvahs, but he has a specific focus, or his Rebbe or teacher or Rebbe emphasizes certain things. Some yeshivas focus on certain type of learning. Certain chassidism focus on certain mitzvahs. Maybe because they feel this generation needs that emphasis, this generation needs this avodah, needs this focus. So then you should think that in order to bring Mashiach, in order to help out the Jewish people, in order to bring salvation and Yeshua for Klal Yisrael, this is the right way to go. This is the best way to go. You have your mahalach, and for you, your mahalach is the best way to go. But for me, this is my derech, and this is my rebbe, and this is my mahalach, and this is what I'm doing to contribute toward the coming of Mashiach. So in the yeshiva of Rabbi Chanina, they said, you know what Mashiach's name is? Chanina! Probably Rabbi Chanina emphasized bringing compassion to the world. And all of his students, they appreciated the unique contribution of Rabbi Chanina. And they assumed, rightfully, that Rabbi Chanina focused on that because Rabbi Chanina was trying to bring salvation to the Jewish people. So they said, the name of Mashiach is Chanina, meaning this avenue of Avodas Hashem is what should be focused on. This is what will bring salvation to the Jewish people. And those who learned in the academy of Rabbi Yanai, they said it's Yinon. And those who learned in the academy of Rabbi Shiloi, they said Shiloi. So that works fine and well when you want to say about your Rebbe. But what about when you say, it's me? It's the same thing when you say it's you. Why? Maseilas Yesharim writes that the highest form of Avodas Hashem is when a person does mitzvahs not to be rewarded, not because, so I'm doing the mitzvah, I want to be healthy, or I want to be wealthy, or I want to have nachas. The highest madrega performing mitzvahs is to bring kavod to the Shechina, and bring kavod to Klal Yisrael, and to elevate the Keren of the Torah, and to bring salvation to the Jewish people. So really, the highest form of the service of Hashem is to serve Hashem, to bring redemption to Klal Yisrael. So everybody should try their best. When that alarm clock goes off in the morning, you jump out of bed, and you run to shul, and you put on talis and tefillin, and you daven, and your kavana in doing mitzvahs should be to bring salvation and geula to Klal Yisrael. And that will be your humble contribution to the coming of Mashiach. And should I believe that I could do it? Of course you should. Of course you have to. What? Bishvili Nivra Olam. You have to believe you could do it. Every Jew has to say that Hashem empowered me to bring the redemption closer. Now, this is not recommended to go around that I'm, you know what Mashiach is. But of course, everybody has to say that Hashem wants me to do something to bring Geula to Klal Yisrael. No, I'm a nobody. I'm a nothing. And I'll roll in like halfway through. And I'll learn like when I'm in the mood of. And I'll do mitzvahs, you know, on a low level. And I'll leave it to the big people to bring Mashiach. That's like, you know, Atzas Yetzahara at best. And heresy at worst. Everybody, Hashem empowered every single Jew to be able to change this world. And the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, for him, it was not considered false humility. He said, by the way, you know, Mashiach is Chaim. He's talking about himself. Doesn't mean he's going to be the Melech HaMashiach, but he believed, and it was true, that his Avodah was integral and significant in bringing the Geula. And many of the Amoraim in the Gemara, they said that about their Rebbe. And sometimes you have great people who said that about themselves. Now don't get full of yourself. You know, it doesn't mean you're going to walk around with a crown one day and you're going to be sitting on a throne. But every Jew has a role in bringing Geula to the Jewish people. And is this what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh means? Well, this is a similar idea to what the Beis Aharon is saying. This is a similar idea to what the Kloisenberger Rebbe is saying, just extending it to what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh said. His name is Chaim. What Rav Shalom Shachna says, his name is Shachna. We said on Tisha B'Av, you know, the Maseilas Yesharim asks, sometimes a person would say, who am I to dive? I have a question. Do you say every day, V'yushalayim ircha b'rachmim tashav? You say those words? You say, do you turn to God? You know God, the creator of the world? Yeah, you talk to him every day? Yeah. You say to him every day, Hashem, Esamach David Avdecham Herzah. You say to the Almighty, please bring Mashiach Tzidkenu. Question. Do you think your words mean anything or not? Do you think your words could do anything or not? Do you think your words have efficacy? Of course, we're ma'amin be'emunah shleima that when we daven to Hashem to bring the Mashiach, it does something. It brings them closer. So that's what the Aruch HaKadosh is saying. I do something. My avodah is significant. And so is yours. And every Jew has an important role in bringing it. So let's do it already. Everyone should do their part. And then it will come. And then we'll move the shir to a new location. B'mher v'yameinu, amen. Shkayach. That was like a surprise ending, right? Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.